If you've ever been to a winery in New Jersey, chances are you've heard this.
Our soil and climate is so similar to the European climate, like Bordeaux, France. They deal with the same things we do, and our wines actually drink very similar.
That's Richard Heritage of Heritage Wineries in Mullica Hill. So many people have told me this. It's a big part of the New Jersey wine narrative. And I could fact check it, compare the humidity levels in the summer and the amount of rocks in the soil between the two regions. But I thought there might be a better way. So I called Keith Wallace. He's the executive director of the Philadelphia Wine School. And he agreed to host a blind tasting.
And welcome to this blind tasting of France versus New Jersey.
And he didn't cut any corners.
I made sure that the wines were comparable. Like, you know, they, to the point of actually totally geeked out, but, you know, like making sure that the barrel programs are the same, making sure that, you know, that the region was fairly similar, making sure that, you know, the economic status of the wineries was similar, because that's what really matters.
Wallace says give him enough money and he could make a good wine in Newark, but that's a competition for another day. For now, four of us tasters will try three flights or rounds of two wines each. In each flight, one wine from New Jersey and one from Bordeaux.
All right, enjoy.
To my right is Jennifer Malmy, a wine and food blogger for the site Jersey Bites.
I'm not super experienced, but I know a little bit more than a novice.
I'm the novice here, representing the normal people opinion. Frank Ciparoni is far more knowledgeable. He's a longtime wine reviewer and educator. His secret?
First of all, you have to drink a lot.
He sips his wine now on the second flight. Yeah,
there's something green in there. It could be grassy, like say if it's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Zach Morris is on the end. He's an instructor here at the wine school.
There's a stigma with New Jersey, not just with wine, but with everything, and getting that, you know, because that's not in the glass. And that's an outside factor that doesn't mean anything, doesn't have a bearing on how the wine tastes, what kind of pleasure, you know, it induces. So why not? Why not New Jersey?
Well, if there is a good reason, we're about to find out.
Okay, so let's find out what we have here.
In all three flights, wine number one was voted the best.
For the first flight, wine number one, the winner, was French. Second flight, wine number one, was French again. However, wine number one in the third flight was actually Almathea, Chateau Almathea from New Jersey.
That's a 2008 Merlot Cabernet Franc blend from Almathea Cellars in Atco, Camden County. And you'll notice there's no gasping. Everyone agrees all the wines were good, but there is an interesting twist. At the bottom of each scorecard, Wallace asked the question, where do you think this wine is from?
Whatever you voted for on average, that you liked, the one that you preferred the most, the one that you gave the highest score to, you thought was French. So
now we know why not New Jersey. When it comes to wine, even we Americans apparently are French snobs. I'm Jen Howard, WHYY News.